Well, Blake, last night, one of your answers to why you guys maybe haven't played your best lately, you said maybe you can come up with something today. Too raw, maybe last night, to analyze it properly. Have you come up with anything?
I don't think we're where we need to be. From an emotional standpoint. I just don't think that there's enough of an investment from everyone to get to where we need to go. So your follow-up question is going to be, how do we get that? That's the million-dollar question. You know, how do we get, how do you get 20, I don't even know how many guys we got, but 20 plus individuals buying into the same thing and, spilling everything they have every night into it. I don't have that answer today. Hopefully we'll figure it out by tomorrow, but we just need, in times like this, I think it's important everyone takes a look in the mirror individually to try to figure it out, because you start pointing fingers and wonder what the next guy's going to do, it just spirals.
It almost sounds like effort, but I don't know that you're saying there's not enough effort. Is it deeper than that, maybe where the motivation is coming from? Or?
Everyone in the NHL tries hard.
Exactly.
Trying hard is not good enough, there's more to it than that. I think there just needs to be that collective buy-in. These are all kind of cliches that we all use in hockey locker rooms, but you watch that game over, and it's just a lot of little things that just kind of compound into one big issue, and it's just a mentality that we don't have right now. That being said, I know we got a good group of guys in here, a group of guys that care. I think that this has been, a frustrating year. It's been things maybe haven't gone the way that we thought they would in training camp. So I think you can see some frustration creeping in, and I think that's kind of where we're at right now.
Mm-hmm. You want to play the game? The coach mentioned a concern about quickness. Not seeing what he needs to see in that area from you guys lately. I'm guessing he's talking about reads and quickness of plays as opposed to skating from A to B as fast as possible. Do you see that? And do you have a thought about what the root of that might be?
I think it's a mental like sharpness might be what he meant. I think, like I said, when you're excited about what you're doing for a living, and when you're excited about being out there and excited about your role on the team, you play a little bit faster than maybe we have. We're playing like, nothing's gone our way this year. We're playing like we're frustrated and like we're feeling sorry for ourselves a little bit. So I think that's what it is. When you let those things creep in, then you play a little bit slower than, if you're feeling good and excited.
It's one of the symptoms or byproducts of all this also being less physical, because last year a lot of teams said how physical you guys were and one of the hardest teams to play.
Yeah, for sure. I think, like I said, this game happens so fast. So the difference normally is about a split second or a step here or there. And when everything's moving in the right direction and you're confident, feeling good, clicking, whatever you want to call it, you have that split second advantage over your opponent, and that's the difference. You're going to be a little bit more physical. You're going to find yourself winning more loose puck battles. You're going to find yourself playing with the puck more. You're going to find yourself being a little bit more positive in general about how you're playing. So it's all kind of, a byproduct of just not being where we need to be mentally.
Does the team need to get together and have some kind of group session about this? And I'm not trying to make light of it either, but did something like that need to happen, or has it? Or?
Do we need to get Dr. Phil in here? Is that what you're guessing?
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm. We got some pretty important games coming up. I think there needs to be, an investment in one another. I think that's kind of what you're getting at. So, yeah, I agree with that. How you get to that, I don't know if sitting in a circle and, singing songs is gonna do the trick. I think, seeing one of your teammates lay it on the line and, maybe get out of his comfort zone and do a little bit more than what you expect of him, you know, that would fire me up. I think that would get our group fired up. So I think our actions need to speak more than what we would say in the dressing room.
Does it help? You've got the team you're chasing right now on the calendar here tomorrow.
Well, if we come ready to play, it'll help, you know. Otherwise, it's not a good thing for us. So the exciting thing is that we have a lot of hockey left to play. We're in a fairly reasonable position given all that. You know, our season isn't over. We have a lot to be playing for and a lot that we should be excited about playing about. So, to answer your question, it's going to be a big game tomorrow.